An interview with Janab Abdus-Samad. Janab Abdus-Samad is a senior and one of the earliest readers of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan's works. Based in Pune, Maharashtra, he has tirelessly dedicated his life towards introducing the peaceful message of Islam as interpreted by Maulana. Maulana Inayat Umri interviewed him to bring to the fore his journey of spiritual enlightenment. Please introduce yourself briefly to our readers. Also, tell us when and how you became associated with Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. My name is Abdus-Samad. I am 87 years old, and I belong to Pune. My association with Maulana Wahiduddin Khan goes back to the very beginning, and over time this bond only grew stronger. I studied his teachings and mission closely, and what began as admiration slowly turned into a lifelong commitment of the heart. I met people through him, I met ideas through him, and I met myself through his guidance. Where were you born, and where did you study? I was born in Nandura, a small town in the Buldhana district of Maharashtra. In 1962, I moved to Pune for work. As far as formal education is concerned, I never attended a school. My schooling was the world itself. I learned by asking questions, by listening, by observing, and I still follow the same approach. There is a little memory I cherish. I worked for a person who appointed a tutor to teach him Urdu. The tutor would come at mealtime, and I would quietly sit nearby and memorize what was taught. One day the tutor noticed and was impressed by my memory. He offered to teach me as well. That was how my education truly began, on a simple floor during meal breaks, with a heart hungry for words. To this day, I consider myself a student, and I hope to remain one till my last breath. When and how did you first meet Maulana? I first met Maulana in May 1971, when he came to Pune as the editor of the Al-Jamiat Weekly. I was already a reader of that weekly and eager to meet the mind behind those pages. He stayed for 3 days at the Tablighi Markaz, Chantara Masjid, and I stayed with him throughout those 3 days, listening more than speaking, absorbing his manner and his message. Those were days when an ordinary room could feel like a university because of the presence of one teacher whose sincerity lit up the space. When did Maulana first visit Pune in connection with the Al-Risala mission? For the first time in 1982, our Pune team invited Maulana for a 3-day program. There were no mobile phones or video recorders then, so we do not have footage to show, only memories that live with us. We arranged programs at different venues, sometimes in mosques, sometimes in institutions. We were fewer in number and lighter in resources, but our eagerness was strong, and his words found a way into hearts without the help of technology. Why did Maulana visit Pune so frequently? Maulana visited Pune more than 9 times. Several organizations invited him. Once, a Marwari family organized a Shanti Yatra, a peace march, and they invited Maulana to join. What touched us most was his simplicity. No matter how grand the hotel booking, he preferred to stay with us. He would go to the conference halls for the programs and return to our homes for the rest of the time. That was the greatest lesson. Leaders can teach from a stage, but they train by sharing their time. If he had not given us his time, we would not have received that training, nor understood the mission, nor become a part of it from the inside. Can you share a memorable incident from your meetings with Maulana that you will never forget? Once we went to receive him at the airport. He was carrying many books and needed to pass through security, but we were not being allowed inside. I told the security guard, "Our Dharma Guru is coming." The moment he heard "Dharma Guru," he let us in. It was a small moment, but it taught me something big. If you speak to people in a language that resonates with them, hearts open and pathways appear. Words are not just sounds, they are bridges. Opportunity belongs to those who know how to create it with wisdom and respect. How did you stay in constant contact with Maulana? Letters, phone calls, or meetings? Besides personal meetings, we had a living correspondence. I have more than 100 letters from him. Whenever I wrote, he replied. We spoke on the phone at times, but more than any of this, his books were my primary means of connection. In those pages, I could hear his voice even when he was far away. Books have a way of turning absence into presence. What did you learn from your personal interactions with Maulana? Every moment was a lesson. Even in private, he would share wisdom, about the greatness of God, about the purity of monotheism, about the discipline of thought, and the humility of spirit. In 1996, he visited my new house. We prayed ASR there. After the prayer, he turned to me and said, "Mr. Samad, you did not receive this house because some elder or Maulana visited here. You got this house purely as God's blessing. So always learn to be thankful to him." Those words struck deep. They were a gentle reminder to keep the heart anchored in gratitude, not superstition, in the giver, not in occasions. How did you serve under the Aurasala mission? In the beginning, I would carry several copies of Aurasala monthly, Urdu version of Spirit of Islam, in a bag and distribute them wherever I went. If I met someone in a mosque, I would hand them a copy. It was simple work, but it felt like planting seeds. Some seeds sprouted quickly, some took time, and some are still growing in ways I may never see. In what fields did you contribute? We translated nearly 12 of Maulana's books into Marathi. The Secret of Successful Family Life and The Prophet for All Humanity were among them. For a large book like God Arises, we divided the work into segments rather than doing a full translation at once. And the Marathi translation of the Quran is now published. To see these ideas in Marathi, reaching homes and hearts in my own region, has been a quiet joy, like watching light find new windows. What do you consider to be the essence of Maulana's mission? In his own words, monotheism and peace. He dedicated his life to these two truths. Whether speaking to Muslims or to fellow countrymen of other faiths, he returned to the same core, the oneness of God and the path of peace. In Pune, we tried to carry that message to educated circles, meeting professors and giving them books, sharing articles with newspaper editors, and keeping the tone dignified and dialogical. He believed that peace is not a slogan, it is a discipline of mind and a culture of engagement. In your opinion, what is the greatest distinction of the Aurasala mission? Maulana grasped the modern age early and guided us accordingly. His writings did not speak in an old tone to a new world. They spoke to the conscience of the present. Another remarkable quality was his ability to draw wisdom from ordinary events, turning daily happenings into moral insight. The sayings of wisdom on the front page of Aurasala were often brief, but they guided daily life like a compass. In truth, his entire body of work helps a reader approach the Quran and Hadith with a mind awakened to the realities of today. What message would you like to give to the younger generation so that they may understand this mission correctly and take it forward? People grow through knowledge and experience together. I learned by seeking out those who were ahead of me, sometimes in books, sometimes in living rooms, sometimes in letters. Age should not be measured only in years, measure it in depth. If the young want to gain knowledge through observation and experience, let them make a habit of studying Maulana's books. Read, reflect, converse, and then put what you learn into gentle action. If you carry monotheism in your heart and peace in your conduct, you will not only understand the mission, you will become part of its living continuation.